closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Buongiorno and welcome. Thank you very much for downloading our podcast.
Ciao, buongiorno.
Today is the 21st, Monday afternoon, exactly noon right now, and we have a lot to talk about.
Yep, let's just jump right on in.
We're moving up in the podcast world, and we would like to mention our sponsor, Stitcher. Now, you can hear a podcast from Italy, La Tavola Marche, why on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available to you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. It's available on your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. I would know nothing about any of those. We have a phone that we hang in a tree because that's the only signal we get. Downloading is easy, so go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store, Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Should I do a little radio voice?
Yeah, well, thank you to Stitcher. This is awesome to now be part of their umbrella and their radio stations.
So go check us out on there and please support them as they support us.
Yes, and there's lots of other great podcasts to find on there as well.
Let's recap to start off the State of the Union of La Tavola Marche at this point.
All right.
Today is Monday. We have guests coming on
Saturday
morning.
Uh-huh. I'm excited. I'm ready to go get the season started. We've got three ladies coming and a whole bunch of cooking classes. They'll be cooking for 4 days straight. And kitchen. Now, there is a stove. There is an oven. There are tiles. There's a hood. Yep. The kitchen is back, baby. It looks good.
It does. We're waiting for the silicone behind the stove to dry.
Yes. And I didn't know how...
Oh, yeah. So tell me a little story yesterday.
Well, we take the time to really cut the... what is it called? The caulking good. Yep. And we have it all over us and all over the rags, and I'm using like this straight edge to really get it in, and we're wiping everything off.
Looks great.
It looks great. And I'm like, I'm gonna wash my hands. And I get water all over the bed.
So Ashley drowns the brand new, fresh, just put down 5 minutes ago caulk in water by washing your hands would be cool, but spraying water everywhere as you wash them.
I didn't even mean to. And all of a sudden it just comes melting down and the three spots where it looks the worst are exactly where I washed my hands. So, brava to Ashley.
But not a big deal. God. We'll fix it. Just kind of ironic.
Yes.
What else? We have, basically, we're doing good. We're going to start, like, doing the hardcore clean for the house this week.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the pictures are up.
All the painting's done, pretty much.
Yeah. So, we'll take a picture of one. We took a picture a week ago and put it on our blog.
Uh-huh.
And we'll take one today and you'll see the difference. We're ready to go.
But the air is changed outside. It was so nice and warm, that warm air from the south, last week, and this week it's chilly.
It's chilly, but they call for sun for the second half of the week.
No, you said Thursday or Friday. It's supposed to be like in the 70s or 80s.
Seventies.
I want to get some violets and put them all around the front door. I think that'll be nice.
But the first, kind of the first signs of spring here are coming. We saw our neighbors Lana and her mother. Do you know what her mother's name is?
I don't. And then her mom's mom. So it's like three generations of this family from Piobico. We're driving up the hill to go to Gaji's house, and we see them in the field, and it's just beautiful. There was actually four or five of them all together, and they're just out there picking wild lettuces.
So in the field there was wild radicchio and erba di campo, which is just lettuce of the field.
She said that the radicchio had been sowed there like years ago or something.
Well, yeah, but 10 years ago or 15 years ago? So I would call it wild.
I know. Well, she was like, well, you won't find it everywhere. And so they had the purple radicchio.
Yep. And then they had a greenish, like a dark greenish, spiky looking. It would look like a weed to you or I.
Yeah. And like if it was in your front yard, you would pull it out to destroy it.
And they're picking those. Also, the nettle is coming. The stinging nettles, you tuck when they're nice and small and tender and young, you clip the tops of them and then you boil it and you can use it. You could eat it as greens or you could put it in ravioli. Strigi, which we've talked about, is another wild hard lettuce of...
Well, you say hard, but it feels so soft.
Hard meaning tough.
Oh, because it's not like the dandelion green that...
No. This is like... softer. Yeah, the Strigi's softer, but the Erba di Campo and the nettle, you definitely have to boil first.
And actually, along those notes, other exciting news is for the April 2011 issue of Taste Italian magazine, we'll start our new column. So each month we will be contributing to the magazine two or three recipes and updates for the garden. It's a really nice spread, and it's called From the Field to Fork. And it's a great... So check it out. Let us know what you guys think. But in the first issue, we talk about 3G and making frittata with it. So it's a good one.
Yes. Coming into the... we started to see artichokes this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I saw wild asparagus at the Fresco Frutta in Piobico.
I know. I don't know where... There is wild asparagus in here. We don't know... what it looks like? Does it just have the little shoots of asparagus?
No, like, God, you told us there's, like, other stuff around it, and you have to find that thing in the middle.
He said
it's such a pain.
He said, to get a big bunch, what a pain. You would have to walk for hours and hours.
Just go to the store.
Go to the store.
Or have someone else get it for you.
But the wild asparagus is very, very dark green and very thin.
Tiny.
And not straight. It's kind of like
Yeah, and by zigzag. Tiny, I mean skinny.
Skinny, yeah. Like a pencil mm-hmm. or smaller. What else is going on?
Yes, we went to the hardware store and to order some more chickens for this year. And, to the hardware store, you might be asking? To order chickens? Yes, well, in Italy, not only do you buy nails, chickens, and hard grain, pure grain alcohol at the hardware store, it's a one-shop stop. So we go in to see Rossi. And, of course, why he always wants to sell you stuff, Jay.
He constantly tries to sell me things.
So we go in to ask him about the chickens and something else, like a piece for the door. And he's like, as soon as he sees Jason, I've got a barbecue for you!
He wants to sell me a barbecue made out of stainless steel that's a half an inch thick for life, he tells me, for life.
No, and then he goes, for life. Two lives.
And the guy who makes it is an artisan and is beautiful, and I'm sure it is a beautiful
barbecue. He goes, you do not have to agree. Just go and look, because once you look, you will love it. And it is so big. We're like, no, okay, Rossi, we need some chickens.
I just need some chickens and some nails.
And then he said, what about a turkey? And we're like, maybe a turkey would be fun, and then we could have it for Thanksgiving. And he's getting some other pieces that we need. By the end of the time we walk out of there, he's like, you need three turkeys and the barbecue for life. And you can never leave that store.
No, it's a store.
I know. I love it. So when do you think the chickens will arrive?
Probably, I would say mid-April.
How many did we order?
We have six right now. I'm going to kill the rooster, so we need another two roosters and another... I want 18 chickens.
And are we going to get a turkey or no?
I don't know. It's going to take up a lot of space.
I know, but they're funny. And they look really, really funny. They're funny and they're funny. But
don't you think there's enough
going on?
Enough poop to clean up?
Yes, this is true.
So we leave our chickens free to roam around everywhere. People really love it. And it kind of...
It does set the scene.
But the only thing is...
Leghorn Foghorn is... root crowing in the back right now.
The only thing is they love to poop on the stone in the walkways, which is...
So I'm
constantly cleaning it up, sweeping it
up. Oh, but sometimes they like to wander into the kitchen, dining room, or our place, and you come in and you're like, what are you doing here? Get out! And they're just like, what?
We were also going to talk about what happened for the 150th anniversary of Italy. We said we were going to talk about that this week.
Oh, sure. What did you want to talk about?
Nothing really happened. we were looking forward to seeing what was going to go on around here, and everyone was pretty lackadaisical about the whole thing.
Urbana had some really nice... They had... The whole town was lined in flags.
Yes.
Which was gorgeous.
Most people had flags out, which
and
was good.
The main kind of thing that was going on, I asked the woman at the Elettricasa, what's going on in Urbana? And she said, I'm from Sant'Angelo. I wouldn't know. Sant'Angelo's 5 minutes down the road. And I said, well, what's going on in Sant'Angelo? And she said, I think the band is playing. I said, I think that's what's happening in Piobico, too. So it sounded like... For 150 years, most little towns celebrated with the local band, kind of playing some national tunes. Oh, well, that was the other something in Conad.
Oh, at the grocery store, they were giving out CDs of all the national songs of Italy, which was great because I don't really know.
I didn't know any of them. And our neighbors were like, of course you should know. You know these, of course. And I thought, no, I have no clue.
Which was good, so we'll have to play them. They're very marching bandish.
Yes, it's nice. Well, not marching band, but like march off to war feel.
Yes, lots of boombas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. So nothing really to report. I know in Rome they did a big thing, but no one really talked about it or was that into it, really. The three or four people I asked about it were just like, I don't know, yeah.
I know.
It's a day off. So kind of disappointing. But coming back to that, Ashley has another funny story.
Yes, well, thinking of 150 years of a celebration, or an anniversary, if you will, this year will mark the 35th anniversary, wedding anniversary for Gaji and Rosanna. And we thought that it would be really nice to host a party or help them plan a party or whatnot.
Well, plan the party.
Yeah, like do a surprise party or something with their family. So I was talking to one of the nieces, Beatrice, and, I was like, we're celebrating their anniversario. Yes, oh, their anniversario. What are we going to do? And she's like, anniversario. And I kept thinking, all I could think about was an old Saturday Night Live skit with the host, Christy Alley. And it's got, like, Adam Sandler, Kevin Nealon, all those guys. Rob Schneider.
It's set in the Italian restaurant.
David Harvey. It's set in the Italian restaurant. And then, what are you here for? A special occasion? Anniversario. And everyone comes out and they're kissing her. Oh, you're here for anniversario. I bring you a special antipast. Okay, for anniversario. So the whole time I'm having this conversation here in Italy talking to a true Italian, I keep thinking she's saying it wrong, or I can't get it through my damn head to say it the right way because all I can think about is.
So you're saying it how they said it on the sketch, which is anniversario.
Anniversario.
And it's real. And it's really.
Anniversario.
Anniversario.
So it could be.
After the fourth time she corrected you, she kind of looked at you like,
I couldn't get it out. I was all tongue-tied. And then when I was talking to someone else, I kept thinking before I'd open my mouth going, okay, I want to have this conversation about their anniversary. I know I'm going to say it wrong. And then I would stumble through it or I would halfway say it so she could finish anniversario, or say it both ways, but it is spelled exactly the same, obviously, but it just shows you the power of pronunciation and how wrong I could be because same word to me sounded totally wrong to them.
Yes.
Because I was wrong.
Next, I wanted to talk about, we were going to go back and through suggestions of yours, we were going to take a little part of our story or something interesting that we learned on our move to Italy within the last 4 years that really can help other people. And I think this is the one we have for today. We're going to title, Don't Trust the Tom-Tom.
Don't Trust the Tom-Tom. And why is that, Jason? Isn't a Tom-Tom a totally correct instrumental global positioning device to help you find your way?
Marked by three satellites, which will triangulate your exact position.
Exactly. And why would it not tell you the right way?
So when we arrived here, we couldn't buy a car or own a car because we weren't legal residents yet. You must be a legal resident to own a car in Italy. So what we did is through this is actually a really good, really good. If you're going to spend any more than 2 weeks in Italy and you need a car, you can do what's called a lease buyback program. And basically, you're leasing or buying a brand new car and then selling it back to them after the terms that you agreed upon. So the most you can take it is 6 months, and the least you can take it, I think, is 2 weeks. So say the car is 25,000 euro. They're going to buy it back from you after 6 months for 23,000 euro. So you pay the 2,000 euro difference. And it comes with
brand spanking new.
We got a brand new Peugeot little kind of minivan-y thing. And it came with It was the Peugeot partner. And it came with 7 kilometers on it. And it was brand spanking, like new. Take the
plastic
off the seats new. Fully insured, as many kilometers as you want. It's really a great program if you're going to do it.
You can drive it over the borders.
drive it wherever you want. If you break it, you just have to bring them back the pieces, and they'll send you out a new car. So go to Auto Europe, and if anyone's interested in that, check it out. I thought it was a great. The only catch is you only can pick it up from
Milan
or Rome airports, and you have to return it to those two airports. But
and I think you have to have just arrived in Italy.
Yeah, you can't be an EU resident.
No.
And
for non-EU residents.
It's for non-EU residents only. It's called a lease buyback or a lease buyback from Auto Europe. Mm-hmm. Other companies probably do it too.
But back to the GPS.
Back to the GPS. So in the States, we bought a brand new GPS, Garmin GPS.
Sweet, top of the line. We're not getting lost in this foreign
country.
And
the reason why we call it a TomTom is because that's what everyone TomTom is another brand of GPS, and you don't call it a GPS here. You call it a TomTom.
TomTom.
So we had our TomTom because we had no idea where we're going, and we had a Michelin map. The Michelin, it's a spiral-bound
the best
touring
map you can
guide.
Buy for driving in Italy.
It's a spiral book, and it's really great. It's like the Thomas Guide of Italy. And we have that, too. But we have the TomTom, so why even worry about it? Mm-hmm. You just plug in your address and go. Well, around here, it's a little bit different because there's so many small little roads that go through the hills, and they might be a more direct route or a faster route. But
or a paved road versus
a white road.
Or
But the TomTom doesn't know this. So the TomTom is either going to take you on the shortest route or the fastest route, not the best route. So we were staying in a in Sassocorvaro at our commercialista Fabio's house because Cacimone, where we live, was frozen over. There was no water. The pipes had frozen. It was a mess when we got here.
This was our first night here.
Yeah. So we're staying at Fabio's, and he invites us to a Christmas Eve party at his friend's house on the coast in near Fano.
In Pesaro.
Was it Pesaro?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pesaro. Not too far at all. So
now, on this note, a bit of miscommunication on my part, I understood him to say we were invited to spend the night.
He said you were invited to stay.
You were invited to stay. We have room for you to stay. But I thought he meant stay the night. So I was like, I guess we pack up, change the clothes, guys. This must be a really big house we're going to. This will be great. So thankfully, on a side note, we had extra clothes in the car thinking we were spending the night somewhere.
But to continue that story, when we showed up with bags in our hands, he wanted. It was kind of
like, what are you guys?
What are you doing?
I found my pillow.
Anyway, so we're all dressed up to go to this, you know, our first party in Italy, our first Italian party. We're dressed up. It's Christmas Eve, and we plug the address into the TomTom, calculating, no problem. All right, go out, make a right, make a left. Soon the
Boca Trabario.
Yeah, Boca Trabario. Horrible. As soon as we know it, we're going from a paved road to a white road.
But it's like, okay, keep following her.
To keep following.
I don't
know. She said we're going the right way to no road.
All of a sudden,
the no road turns into mud, like a downhill grade of it's a tractor road.
Yeah, cow tractor road.
That I put the brakes and we slide down the hill.
Seize the brakes.
They lock.
They lock. And we slide down this dirt, mud. It was mud. It was in winter. Hill.
Into the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God. Thank God there was a full moon. No lights. Anyway, we had a cell phone, but there was no reception. So we couldn't even call Fabio. They were scared to death. Where the hell are the American boys? and so Jason has an idea. Okay, let's use the chains that we have for snow to put on the tires because we're not getting any grip to get up
and
this hill.
And we have nothing.
And we have nothing. Megan and I are in like high heels.
By the way, kid from California, never have put chains on a car before in my life. Now I'm doing it in the dark with 4 inches of mud.
Wearing a nice thing. Oh my God, it's just the moon.
So,
you get the
chains on, tell one of the girls to get in the front seat and gun the engine. But
however,
Ashley and Megan can't drive stick.
So, like, I don't know what
So is. They have to try to push the car.
So it's me and Megan pushing the car and Jason inside trying to rev it up.
So we start off nice and slow. I try to, and then as I'm going up the hill, I gun the engine. It's working. The chains are working.
Megan and I are look, first of all, we have changed our clothes into like tennis shoes and stuff. Thank God we thought we were spending the night. And we're just covered now in mud. So we get how far up the hill?
Halfway up the hill or something. And the chain starts slipping off, but I can't stop. And it starts just smacking the inside of the wheel wells really hard because I have to really gun it to keep the momentum going. And it somehow smacks the brakes, gets caught up in the axle, and breaks the ABS.
And whips off into
the night. I have no idea where it went. But we got up to the top of the hill, so that's totally cool.
However, it didn't stop there because Jason needed to go find the chains.
I just spent $50 on those.
So that then we went back the next day to look for them again. We never found them. But also when we were stuck in the car thinking we might be spending the night here because this took like 2+ hours.
Yes,
This wasn't like a 20-minute like, oh, we're just gonna push this up the hill. Megan and I think, well, what if we keep going down this mud road, or we can push the car down the hill farther, and maybe this road really turns into a road. Wrong. there's just a cow gate, like totally completely closed.
The whole time she's telling us we're going the right way.
Oh, continue.
Continue. 1.2 kilometers. So we get up, we get back to Fabio's, to the place we're staying, Fabio's country house, and we change clothes and hose down and show up to the party at like midnight.
I know.
12:30.
They were like,
Where were you guys?
Well, don't trust the tom-tom.
So the moral of the story navigate in Italy. If you do have a GPS, use it as an aid, not as the gospel. Because especially in a city like Rome or Milan, putting in your address and going is no problem. But out here in the countryside, where the fastest or shortest way is not necessarily the best way at all.
Follow the road signs. Follow the map. I always tell people the best way to do it is work backwards. So look at the town you want to go to, and then start from where you are looking at the bigger towns, because you're going to find signs for Fossombrone, Fermignano, like along the way to get to Urbino.
You're not going to see. No one uses the numbers of the roads to navigate.
So SS-157
means nothing.
No. It's like, what?
It's like, you take the road from Piobico to Aquilano, or the road from,
like, for example, tell us in that way, from Florence, how do you get to our house?
So from Florence, I would take the road to Arezzo. You can't miss it. Then from Arezzo, you take the road to Città di Castello. From Città di Castello, you follow the signs for the road to Apecchio. Apecchio, you keep going straight to Piobico. And then you take the sign for the road to Urbania.
Exactly.
And that's how an Italian would tell you to take it. They would never say, oh, you take BIS 156.
And at the second roundabout.
No. You take the road 4. And usually there's blue signs indicating, they'll see a big line of them like on a post, and it'll have the next 6 or 8 cities that road will take you through. And just remember that there's more than one road to that road, or to that town. For instance, you can take from our house, from Urbania to Urbino, you can take the straight road, which is through Fermignano to Urbino, and that's probably 10 kilometers more than the road through the hills to Urbino, which is very curvy and beautiful, but it's not fast. It's not any faster.
It can be if you know how to drive it. And it can be fun, too. Or you can get the spinnies and feel totally sick. Backseat passengers, beware.
So just remember that when navigating through Italy, it's not hard at all, but you just have to. And if the road starts looking like you shouldn't be on it, you probably shouldn't.
Correct. We have also, without TomToms, gotten stuck on many roads, thinking you're taking a shortcut. Out in the countryside, do not attempt shortcuts. I repeat, I've gotten us stuck in city walls where cars were not supposed to go, and scraped the sides of our cars with the stone pedestrian walls that we've driven through. we had guests get stuck over by Piobico up on some hilltop because they were driving.
Oh, a lot of people do that. A lot of people from Cali to our house will take the road over Monte Nerone because that's what the TomTom tells them to.
Mm-hmm. So just be careful. Find an Italian. And if these things happen, if your car gets stuck somewhere, just go look for an Italian.
They will help you. They'll get a tractor. You'll be shocked at how fast a tractor will come, or, people definitely will help you, especially out here in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, you can just hold up a map and say Piobico or Urbania.
Americani.
And someone will figure out where you need to go.
I always think it's funny because guests come in and they're like, well, Sarah told us to go this way. Or she said this. And I'm like, who is Sarah? And they're like, oh, the Tom Tom. We named her. Like, people always end up naming it. But never the more, and what is the most annoying thing? Recalculating. Recalculating. And you're like, if you recalculate one more time, I'm going to throw the stick thing out the window. Recalculating.
All right.
Moving on.
Definitely. We're going to move on now to the word of the week.
Yes. Why don't you say the phrase that pays?
The phrase that pays.
This is one of my absolute favorites. Gaji likes to say it to me. Even go ahead.
Non si può avere la bottiglia piena e la moglie ubriaca.
He says also, or the botte.
Well, botte is dialect for bottle. Mm-hmm. So you cannot have a bottle full and a drunk wife. You can have one or the other. It's you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Say it one more time. Non si può avere un bottiglia piena.
Non si può avere la bottiglia piena e la moglie ubriaca.
Yes, that's a great one.
I think we've already done this. On
I don't
the
think
podcast.
So, but I like my vino. She likes to say
we
that
had
one.
A hot debate about this before, and I almost was going to go through all the podcasts, but I think we've already talked about this one.
If we have, call us on it.
Definitely. Do you want to do one more? Because we have one more.
All right. What's the one that you already wanted to do?
This is a good one. Olio di gomite.
Elbow grease. I like it. Uso un po' di olio di gomite.
Gomiti, I'm
gomiti.
Sorry.
Gomiti.
Gomiti.
So use a little elbow grease.
Oh, I've been using it, man. I got to go back up and keep cleaning.
All right, back to work for us. You can find us on letavolamarche.com, letavolamarche.blogspot.com, Twitter at letavolamarche, Facebook at letavolamarche.
Sul Facebook.
And how do you spell letavolamarche? LATAVOLAMARCHE.
And also, if you go onto iTunes and you guys can continue to please leave comments or ratings for us, it really helps us move up the unknown iTunes scale of however they decide to rate podcasts, which I don't understand.
Neither do I. I was going on there, people who are ranked way higher than us haven't released a podcast since like 2007 and only had like 3 or 4. So who knows?
Don't be a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm loving Stitcher. I'll tell you that.
But so please go and leave us a rating or a comment if you wish. And please send
us. It's fun to read it from you guys, too.
It is. And please send any questions, comments, or suggestions you have for the podcast to
info@letavolamarche.com.
Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful week. And we will talk to you middle of the next one.
Alla prossima.
Ciao.